Well, you hear singing, and sometimes you hear, I mean, people,
you might not have singing, but you might still have
beautiful music.
That's what I want. Okay. Then that, what do you call that evil spirit with the horns and pitchfork?
The devil.
Okay. Do you have any other name?
Bad man. The bad man.
What do you call them when, well, you might pass an old deserted house? You might
haunt it.
Okay. And what would you call the things that were haunting you?
Ghosts.
Okay.
Spirits. Spooks.
Okay. Which one would you have said most as a child?
Spooks.
Okay. Have you heard any more? Have you ever heard anybody say "Hank"? Okay. I hear that every now and
then.
And if somebody asks you to do something you don't especially want to,
I refuse.
Okay, well, you might say, well, if you insist, I'll do it, but I'd really...
rather not.
Okay.
I prefer not to.
Okay. And if somebody doesn't just hates to spend their money...
Actually, they're stingy.
Okay.
Close, economical.
Okay.
Stingy.
Okay, yeah.
Stingy.
Okay, well, if you had one glass got stuck inside another one, and you were watching somebody try to get them apart, you might tell
them... stuck.
Yeah, and they were stuck. You might say, well, now don't...
Don't pull them too fast.
Okay.
Turn them slightly in there.
Okay, or be gentle with it.
Don't break it.
Okay.
Be careful.
Okay. Well, that's not quite the expression I wanted. What if you got, if you were having a hard time using a key inside a lock, you might tell the person don't pull
it. Turn it too fast.
Okay. Well, would you ever say something like don't force it? Okay.
I said, take it out before you jam my lock.
Yeah. Well, what would you say if you, somebody comes to see you, you say, close friend, how would you do it?
Hi there.
Okay. Or is that, would you greet most anybody the same way, a member of your family, or somebody you didn't know very well?
No, I usually call anybody love and or sweetie, and I say, hi, sweetie.
Okay. Okay. Well, what about when they're getting ready to go? What would you say to them?
I'd say, well, do you really have to go?
Okay.
Oh, I've enjoyed your visit.
Okay.
If you'll stay, I'll fix supper.
Okay. you're very
when you come, when you're coming back.
Okay. And on December 25th, you might greet people. How?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. How about on January 1st?
Happy New Year.
Can you, do you have any other terms for either of these? Any other ways you might greet?
A lot of times we say Christmas gift.
Okay. Would that mean anything different? Would that have any special
meaning? Well, you know, we used to, when we'd open the door, it was an old saying is, if you got them first, they were supposed to give you a gift, and you'd say, Christmas gift.
Uh-huh.
But that started, I was reared on a large plantation, and the colored people would always come and try to get Christmas gift on us.
Well, that's interesting. Well, can you think of any more customs in connection with either Christmas or New Year's?
Well, usually we had bells that we rang on New Year's Day, and we rang them all day, small, little bells.